Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. And I have been absent for the past 2 weeks, and I was on vacation. And I want to tell you that I am so glad that I have returned in one piece. I had a very unfortunate trip that took us to the island of Maui and Lahaina, and we were in the middle of that mess over there.
So this is just unbelievable. We're so happy that you're back safe. We were all very worried about you here at the station because we knew where you were planning on traveling, and literally, what, 2 days after you arrived?
2 days was about the extent of the vacation, and it was just an incredibly traumatic experience. I had my two grandkids with me. Fortunately, they were troopers, but you do have some places that we might be able to help the people that are surviving on the island of Maui, and particularly on the west side. Our prayers certainly go out to all the people in Maui. It's been such an incredible place, but it's going to take years and years and years for this to rebuild itself.
Yeah, this is definitely documented as the worst natural disaster to hit the Hawaiian Islands, perhaps even the West Coast in general. And if you do want to help to donate, you can visit the redcross.org. That's redcross.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767, 800-733-2767, or you can text the word Red Cross to 90999. That's 90999 to make a $10 donation, and anything helps, folks.
And we are pretty much going to dedicate this podcast to the Lahaina disaster, give you some information about what went on over there, not only from what actually took place from what was going on in the moment to the personal experience that we had. So we're hopeful that this thing never happens again. This place has been the cultural center, the entertainment center of the island of Maui for decades, and to have lost this treasured piece is enormous, not only to the natives, but all the tourists that have spent some. I've been going to these islands for about 50 years now, and I can tell you that it was absolutely devastating.
Yeah, an historic 140-year-old church burned down. Also, the historic palace of the Hawaiian natives as well. It's right. A terrible tragedy, but once again, you can help out at redcross.org. That's redcross.org.
Okay, and we're going to move to our next segment here pretty soon, and we're going to talk about a lot of things that went on there, and I certainly hope that you will be with us for that. We've got a lot to talk about.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at bfffinancial.com.
Fred Dreyer here. When you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. And every disease known to man can attack you. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
They still call me the Penguin.
And welcome back, folks. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. So we'll see about that. We kind of want to switch things up here. We're going to have a little bit of difference. I'm going to interview Ron about his experience because it was a harrowing experience. I think it's important for people to hear to really experience all the heartache and hardship, because that, I think, will encourage people to help. And once again, you can help by calling 800-733-2767 or text the word Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation. So, Ron, we did a couple great shows before, and you said, okay, I'm going to take the week off, and I'm going to go to Maui, and I've been looking forward to this vacation. Your lovely wife has been planning it. You're with your beautiful grandchildren as well. And we're like, all right, bon voyage, Ron. Next thing I know, I wake up the next day, check the news, and I'm seeing this just amazing footage, terrible footage from Maui. And my first thought was, this is awful. My second thought was, poor Ron Say.
Well, we were there for 2 days. And everything was rolling smoothly. And then we had heard some weather reports that there was a hurricane, you know, a few hundred miles away from the islands, and that we were going to be experiencing some high winds here coming up pretty soon. And pretty much on cue, here comes some high winds. And, you know, nothing out of the ordinary in the moment. And we were in Lahaina the day before and went through the same area that got devastated. So felt extremely lucky that we were 1 day early and not 1 day late. Come back, and that night, overnight, the high winds increased. So we lost power in the AM hours of that day that started the brush fire. And we woke up to no power, no communications whatsoever. We could not text, we could not email, we could not use our phone. And the reports were that the, you know, people were working on the power outage. We hoped to restore it in 6 hours, but there was really no communications beyond that. And then, you know, later in the day, there's still no power. And you say, well, we are now not going to be without power for the entire day. So maybe tomorrow. And that was it. No communication about anything was going on. And then all of a sudden, in the afternoon, early afternoon, 3 o'clock or so, there are sights of, we have a fire in Lahaina.
How did you find that out? If you didn't have any communication,
just the smoke. Yeah, smoke myself. Oh my
so
god.
So that I mean that's such a terrifying experience to not know what's happening. I mean, because before usually you get a text alert, see something on the news, hear something on the radio. This is everybody's finding out about this fire in real time from their own eyes, not from any media.
Right, and the hotel. Had no communications whatsoever. They had no loudspeaker communications until the next day. And so we had heard that there was a fire, so we're not going to be without power. We're at the resort. A lot of people have food in their rooms, barbecues, everything. The pool area at this point now is blocked off. The high winds had thrown a lot of the pool furniture into the pools, lots of debris. So we were off limits without power, doing the best we could. Got some those snap sticks for light from the hotel that were able to provide us with about 8 hours of light. And then, in the afternoon, of course, there are huge black plumes of smoke going up, and you say, oh my god, what in the world is going on over here? Still no communications, don't know anything what's going on, which I do believe now at this point was probably a good thing, because we were blocked from going anywhere. We could not go down towards Lahaina. We could not go to the other side. We were blocked. We were stuck. And that lasted 3 days. And there were numerous problems that occurred in between time. You know, people were running out of food.
Yeah.
There's no power. There's no place to go.
And the no power situation is so weird to me. You'd think, in Lahaina or Quanapali Beach, right up the road, these are nice resorts. You'd think they have some sort of backup power system.
They do. They had a generator system, but it wasn't powered enough to do the hotel. Okay. It was just kind of the lobby and what was
essential
needed.
Services.
Exactly. Yeah. So we had heard that there were a couple places up the street going towards Kapalua. In the market area, that there were some food trucks over there that might be able to supply people with food. There were some other little places who were operating on generators as well that were able to supply some things, but it was very limited. And we took a stroll over there. We took the kids, and we weren't finding much help whatsoever. And we find this little mini mall that had a store that was operating on generators, and he was helping a line of people that came out the door and went down the street a bit. So we decided that was probably our best option. So I stood in line for an hour and 45 minutes. I finally was able to get at the front of the line, and all they had was drinks at that point, no food. Was able to get some drinks, not a lot, and literally as I was taking my drinks and walking to the car, after waiting that long, a lot with other very patient people under the circumstances, the guy comes out and says, "I'm sorry, everyone, that you have to wait this long, but we're out." So they stood in line for 2 hours or so, didn't come away with anything, and that was pretty much the story of it all. But still, no one really knew what the damage was in Lahaina. So we were in the blind, and the hotel came on and over the loudspeaker at one point in time and said, "We have a major, major fire. The roads are all blocked. We're doing the best we can, but we'll keep you informed as we get information." But they were very little help.
And this is on day three.
No, this is like day two.
Day two. Okay.
Yeah, day two, and pretty much all of the hotel staff was gone. They're gone. And they're local people.
Yeah.
Their homes burned.
Yeah.
Some of them probably lost loved ones.
Yeah.
Completely understandable. But, you now have a problem with, you have a large group of people that are isolated, without help, without food, and you need to start thinking about this too.
I want to talk a little bit about that feeling of isolation, because you and I both lived here in California for many years. We've experienced wildfires here.
Yes.
But you're on an island. You get a wildfire here, you can drive pretty much in three different directions and escape that path of that fire.
Right.
But when you're on an island, that, and Maui, you know, if, as compared to the other islands, is not as well developed in terms of, you know, highways and that kind of stuff. It's a beautiful, beautiful area, but it's not like a megalopolis like Honolulu is. And so that feeling of isolation must have been terrifying.
Well, I did not feel like we were in danger of being caught in the fire. The fire was about 5 miles away, mm-hmm. 3 to 5 miles away, I guess, something like that. But the circumstances that was evolving was that at this resort, there's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
You don't have food, and you can't cater to the kids, and you don't have information. At some point in time, somebody's going to have to come forward, let us know what we can do, and there wasn't. And I finally approached security at one point in the early afternoon saying, you know, these loudspeaker announcements aren't really doing us much good because you're not telling us anything. You're telling us that, you know, everybody's working real hard and that the roads are closed.
There's no actionable information in that.
No. And what I said is that everybody works hard. We understand that. That's really not the issue. But we have no alternatives here. We don't know what we can do, what we can do. And then there became a word that somebody had picked up a transmission. I don't know how exactly, since we don't have any power. But they said that the roads were going to be opened up to go to the other side. And it was limited. And once you left, you could not come back. So that was kind of, okay, well, are they asking us to leave? You know, the facility itself now is unfunctionable. There's no food. You can't use the resort. You can't go anywhere. And there's no power.
It just sounds like a nightmare. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back. We're flipping the script today. I'm interviewing Ron Say about his just harrowing experience in Maui with the terrible fire. So stick around, you guys. We'll see about that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save.
And we are back. Thank you so much once again for joining us here at We'll See About That. Flipping the script today, I am interviewing Ron Say about just a devastating experience that happened while he was supposed to be on quote-unquote vacation in Maui. He went through the terrible Lahaina Beach fires. Also, it should be noted, too, that Kaunapali Beach, just north of Lahaina, has been a friend to Sierra for many years. So our thoughts are with everybody. And if you guys want to reach out and help, you can find a myriad of ways. You can go to redcross.org, redcross.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767. Or you can text the word Red Cross to 909-9. That's 909-999 to make a $10 donation. Okay, Ron, we talked about you had no power. You had no means of communication. And the means of communication as someone that works in the communications business is, you know, that's so important to my mental health, knowing what's going on. And when you don't have the kind of information coming into you, and when the only information coming into you seems kind of just like placation, that seems quite harrowing. So when did you guys know that this was a major situation?
Well, I mean, it became apparent that things were extremely serious when those large plumes of black smoke kept going up and kept just devastated, just covered the sky over there. And of course, we did not know to what extent that was doing. Is Lahaina getting burned down? Is it just off? Is it in the fields there? Is it just burning the grass or whatever?
And there's precedence for this too. I mean, because in the last 10 years, we've seen Paradise, California, completely wiped out by wildfire. We saw Santa Rosa and the Tubbs Fire lose 1,500 homes. And so it's not unprecedented for an entire city to be burned down because of wildfires.
Well, I mean, can you imagine for one second trying to escape a wildfire? When you can't go to the left, you can't go to the right, it's staring you right in the face. A wall is coming at you. It turns out that a friend of mine that I was going to meet up with over there, Larry Kahn, who actually was on one of our guests on our show, who has a home in Maui, was evacuated first day. As soon as he got there, he said, turn around and go back. And we had no more communication with him past that point because we were trying to see which day worked best. And, you know, we finally on the third day, I think it was, it was Thursday morning, the loudspeaker comes over. We had already, once we heard the afternoon before, that the roads were going to be open for people to move to the other side because they had that part of it contained because it had burned past that point and towards the water. I had gone up to the lobby to get a cart because I was in the far tower and I had a lot of luggage. And there was no one there except one woman operating the front desk on the generator. And I said, could I please have a cart? I'm in the far tower. We're trying to leave. She says, I can't give you the cart. And I'm saying, why not? She says, well, there's a liability tied to the cart. And there's no one here to help you. And I said, well, I'll sign off on the liability.
Oh, you can't operate the cart by yourself. You need an employee for insurance reasons, pretty much.
I said, this is an emergency. I'll sign off on the cart. I'll even bring it back to you.
I waive my liability here.
Yeah, I did. And so finally, I was able to talk her into allowing me to take a cart. And went down, and my family had already taken the baggage out of the room. They were waiting for me to come. They were that anxious to get out of there, and so was I. And so I went back through with a flashlight. I tried to see if we left anything behind, and of course, as it turned out, we did. We left one suitcase behind, and you can't return. So we were able to go. And while I was driving or ushering the cart back up to the room, the loudspeaker came on and said, your attention, please. And said, we've just been told that Lahaina has been declared a federal disaster area. We're asking you all to vacate the premises.
That's not words you want to hear.
No. So then you're kind of, okay, did things change again? I mean, are we allowed to get out of this place? Do we have to go the back route? And if you've ever been the back route, which goes through Kapalua, and then over and kind of comes back down through the middle, it's not a road that you even want to take as a tourist. Okay, I took it years ago just to see where it went, and I got about 10 minutes down the road in the hills where there's no help if you get stuck. I turned around and came back. I said, wow, I'm glad that, you know, we don't have to go there, you know, but it's a horrible route. And they even closed that off. So there was no way out. And finally, we were able to get in a car. We're now driving towards Lahaina. People starting to get a little bit crowded. And that's when I hit the war zone. And it's not something I ever want to see again in my life. I saw all the burned cars. I saw all the houses burnt to the ground. There's a little place called Front Street as you go back towards Lahaina from Kanapali. And it's a little road that veers to the right, and you're right on that road that's on the water, and you go by all these little front store shops that they have. And there was this one place called Mala that we used to eat at frequently. It was my 60th birthday there, so there was fond memories of all that time. Gone. Mick Fleetwood's place.
Oh, no.
Gone. There was another artist there that had, he looked a lot like Mick Fleetwood in that he was tall, had white hair and a white beard, who painted all these rock star things and lost his entire collection. His life's work went up in this thing. And then, of course, if you ever were on Wailea, we spent a lot of time over in Wailea when we first started going there. And when we would always come to Lahaina because it was the entertainment center. And there was a place called the Lahaina Grill, too, that we went to. Two-story restaurant, beautifully put together, airy fans, you know, real comfortable, great food. Everything is gone. Everything is gone. And that was hard. That was hard. And then, of course, when you hear the people talk about people being unidentified, can't identify these people were cremated in their cars. And I'm sorry that I had to say that. That hurts a bit, as you might expect. But I have never seen anything as apocalyptic as that. It was so surreal driving through that area. And, you know, once we were able to get to the other side, there was no guarantee. We had no place to go. And luckily, we found a place in Kihei, which is right on the water. So we had a place of refuge for a day and a half. And then we were able to eventually get to the airport and get out of there. But when we got to Kihei is when we started to learn about all the stuff that was going on. You know, like the water was shut off, or, you know, the 80 sirens that were supposed to, you know.
The entire Hawaiian Islands have actually a civil defense era sirens, which will light off. Anytime exactly. There's a hurricane, and anytime that there is a typhoon, right. A wildfire. In fact, a couple of years ago, there was a mistake that North Korea actually might have launched a missile, and so they blared the siren off. Have you heard any reporting or explanation why that wasn't put in place?
There hasn't been an explanation, but I do know that the person who was in charge of that resigned the next day.
Yeah,
and this is when we started to now communicate. You know, I was able now after 3 days for those people who were trying to reach us, you know, was able to contact them all, and they were quite relieved by it.
Oh yeah, I imagine when your phone finally was able to connect to a tower, you probably got a bevy of text messages.
I did, and the thing is that I tried to send out, and I couldn't. I just kept coming back.
Yeah.
And then once we got the power back, people were getting 3-day messages.
Yeah.
3-day old messages.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's old news. I said, yeah, it's because we tried to reach you as soon as possible. We couldn't get anything out. So we scared a lot of people. We have a story to tell about it. Saw Mick Fleetwood on Instagram yesterday, I think it was, telling a little bit of his story and the fact that, you know, he didn't lose his home and he wanted to find out how he could help. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been there for a really long time, but the devastation that has been done to Lahaina, you know, the banyan trees are still there, but they're damaged a bit. But the harbor that is right behind the banyan trees is, of course, where all these boats got, you know, scorched. And for the ones who did get away, you see probably on Instagram or other forms of social media where you're actually seeing the view from these boats and the fire looking in towards Lahaina. Mm-hmm. And the people, you know, the Coast Guard got word that people were fleeing their cars because there were roadblocks. You couldn't get out. The winds were too high. The thing was coming at you, a roll of smoke and fire, and they jumped into the ocean. You know, that was their only way of survival.
Yeah,
you imagine what it would have been like to have a couple kids with you at that point?
There's just a harrowing, amazing footage of people actually taking video while they're in the ocean.
I saw that.
Because the fire burned towards the coast.
Right.
It came right down the hill in a southwest manner, burned right to the beach.
Right.
And the only people who could really escape in that path was to actually flee to the sea.
Yeah, yeah. And that part there is unbelievable. You know, I can't imagine. I'm speechless. There's nowhere to go.
Well, thank God you're safe. We were also worried about you. And, you know, people need a lot of help out there. So if you want to donate, please visit redcross.org. It's tax deductible. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767. That's 800-733-2767. Or you can text the word Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back right after the break. Talk more about this just amazing experience. And once again, Ron, thank goodness you're safe, your family's safe. But a lot of people out there need help. So redcross.org, folks.
Yes, please help. This is an incredible place to help very needy people.
Exactly. Be right back, you guys.
School on!
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each. Plus, select notebooks are just 35 cents each. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. Ends 8/26. In-store only. Limit 30.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. It's back to school season, and teachers, parents, and students from kindergarten to college can find everything they need to succeed at Office Depot Office Max. With savings up to 60% on the company's best-selling school supplies through September 16th. And must-haves like Crayola products, spiral notebooks, composition books, and glue starting at just 50 cents, Office Depot Office Max is ready to kick the new school year into gear. Shoppers can get even more discounts and earn rewards towards future purchases with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership. Need your school supplies fast? Customers can take advantage of the company's free 20-minute in-store pickup or opt for same-day delivery for qualifying orders. Office Depot and Office Max stores are supporting hundreds of Title I public schools across the country with an in-store donation program. Make a donation at checkout to help a local school in your community get new supplies to create a more productive learning environment. Visit officedepot.com/backtoschool.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. but it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Lesinski. It's gone! Grand slammer!
2-2 to Say. It's a high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
And we are back. We'll see about that. This Week in Dodger History, in 1958, Gil Hodges hits his 14th career Grand Slam in the Dodgers' 10-1 victory over Milwaukee at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. The first baseman's full round tripper establishes a new National League record, but is far fewer than Lou Gehrig's Major League record of 23. Did not realize that Lou Gehrig had that kind of power.
Oh, Lou Gehrig hit 493 career home runs. He was probably second on the all-time list behind Babe Ruth at that time, and he and Babe Ruth were the only two players that I think were above 400 home runs at that point in time. So the greatness of Lou Gehrig, and just think if he would have had an opportunity to play four or five more years, he could have done a lot more damage.
And if anybody out there hasn't seen the movie Pride of the Yankees, make sure to check that out. Whenever I watch it, I cry every time. All right, Ron.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's get back to it. So we're talking about your herring experience. You finally find a place of refuge, collect yourself for a couple hours, get power back, get connectivity back. And then by that point, I'm sure you're seeing on Instagram and Twitter and just the news in general, the devastation at large. And so that must have been a pretty scary experience, seeing the whole full scope of it.
Well, what was really ironic to me is that once we were able to, you know, get out of harm's way and to the other side, now being at our little place in Kihei, winding down, I remembered a time when my five-year-old, Julian, he gets scared because a loudspeaker comes on. And he says, "What's happening? He says, "I want to go back to America. This is not America. I want to go back to America."
To be clear, it's you and your lovely wife and your two beautiful grandchildren
and their father.
Yes.
And we, you know, we're all doing the best we possibly can, but you know, his comment there. Was something to behold, you know. It's more about the comment rather than the circumstances.
Yeah.
But to share his fear there for a moment, oh, I want to go home. I want to go home so bad. I want to see mommy. I didn't feel, like I said before, you know, I'm not going to put myself in a position where I escaped with my life. We weren't in that kind of a position, but there was concern for, you know, how far down the road can we be isolated? You know, what you have to deal with at some point in time, there's people over here that are going to get stuck. And if you don't, then you're going to have a double major problem.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were able to get to the other side, and that's, you know, when we were once again starting to communicate, let people know that we were safe, trying to deal with some of the devastation. And you know, if you're in Kihei, Wailea, you're on that side, and to the right of you is where the island starts to break to the right and go towards Lahaina to the west and to the north. There's no sign that anything is wrong. And it's like, you know, how is it that we can be so close to just what happened and it feels like nothing's happened?
Yeah, you escape this crucible and then you get to the other side and you're in Hawaii in paradise.
Yeah, it's like you just walk through the door, the magic door, you know. And to be honest, there didn't seem to be, you know, a lot of real understanding on that side either of what, you know, it was just, the whole thing was surreal.
I think, you know, as someone that, you know, just real fast personal experience. My sister lost her house in the 2017 Tubbs fire, where 1,500 homes in Santa Rosa were burnt down. And it's just so hard to wrap your mind around the scope of that.
Right.
And so there's, I mean, because no one has that kind of experience internally about an entire community being wiped out. And so I can completely understand that feeling.
You, there's no way for me to put myself in a situation like those people have had. You know, to lose your home, to lose everything that you had, all your belongings, everything.
All your memories, all your photos.
You know, and there was even some you know, that I didn't like. You know, there were already contractors and people wanting to buy the land from these people who lost their homes. I didn't see much sensitivity from that, you know, and it really kind of upset me. And then there was also comments from some of the homeowners who did lose their homes saying, you know, are we going to have to pay the mortgages on these things? So, you know, I hope that there's some leniency somewhere here. I hope these people don't have to pay a double debt for this. It's going to take so many years for this place to recover. I hope someday I can return to the new Lahaina. I hope I'm around long enough to see that. But the devastation's there. The cultural center, the entertainment center, the whole island. Wow.
And yeah, when you displace those locals too, because the locals are what kind of gives the island and that resort too right. its kind of flavor. And if they, you know, if you lose that local flavor, that connection to the Hawaiian roots, you're pretty much just turning into Disneyland.
Yeah, there isn't any place for them to go. They have to go to the other side.
Yeah, one thing I didn't like seeing, you know, hearing the news about the speculators coming in and offering cash for the land. I did not like seeing that at all. I also did not like seeing the police not let people back into the area unless they had photo ID because they were worried about looting.
Right.
I mean, come on, let the people come back and see what they have. But yeah. So finally, you know, when did you actually get to the airport and able to come home?
Well, we were able to make our transportation arrangements successfully. So we were able to get on the plane that my kids were going back on that Saturday. So we had a day and a half, and we got to the airport in plenty of time because we had heard that there were somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,500 people that were just, you know, laying around the airport,
yeah.
you know, waiting for flights because all the flights had changed. Some of the airlines had canceled flights. So what they had done when we checked in is they brought people over from the other islands. We were actually checked in from people who worked in the airport at other islands. Hawaiian Airlines was apparently offering some help to take some people back. But we were fortunate to make the arrangement. The airport was not very crowded at all. Apparently there were 28,000 people that left in 2 days.
Wow. Wow.
And so that got the brunt of that, the bulk of that out of the way for us. And fortunately, you know, if we hadn't been able to make our arrangements, you know, how long would it have taken for us to be there? Because we had no place to stay after that again. And it was just, you know, we were very fortunate. And we had a safe flight back, and we were very glad to be back. But once again, I just want to let people know that there are ways to help these extremely unfortunate people. And I would hope that you find something in your heart to make some kind of a donation, and Mike has some answers to that.
Yeah, absolutely. You can donate directly off the redcross.org. That's redcross.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767, 800-733-2767, or text the word Red Cross to 90999. That's 90999 to make a $10 donation. So you go through this traumatic experience. You land here in Los Angeles, back to your hometown, and now we got a hurricane. What was that? It was just like, what is happening?
You know, it was true. You know, we're coming in, and then it's like the first night back saying, oh, we're going to, you know, here comes Hurricane Hillary. And I'm saying, you're kidding me. And so I botched up I pushed together a lot of the stuff that was outside on the deck and things. I put it to where it was pretty secured. We weren't supposed to be in the front line of it. We're going to probably get some high winds, a lot of rain. We did get a lot of rain. We got some high winds, but not anything like the Santa Anas when they're roaring. Other places like Palm Springs suffered enormously. We didn't run into anything like that. It was a three-hour cleanup for me the next day, putting everything back. And in that afternoon, I'm sitting in the kitchen or sitting in the living room, and I'm saying, "We've got an earthquake to go along with this thing." And so it was just a you know, what's next? A tsunami?
Locusts, yeah.
A volcano?
Yeah.
You know what? You know what else? You know, it was just crazy. And you know, it was a 5.1 in Ojai, so that's a bit of concern. But you know, it wasn't like the one that was of Northridge of back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
But still,
they're never not scary.
Yeah,
no matter how little they are, they're never not. So that instant is never not scary. And what's interesting to me is that we had this hurricane warning. I wasn't sure how seriously to take it, but then in my mind too, I'm like, well, maybe I'm not taking it seriously enough.
Right.
And so you had that kind of cognitive dissonance. I went to the supermarket, and it was very reminiscent of March 2020 when COVID hit, because the supermarket was jam-packed.
Right.
No bottled water.
Heard.
No nothing. And then I get home, and the hurricane, the quote-unquote hurricane, by this point it was a tropical storm, starts to hit, like you said, a lot of heavy rain, not a lot of wind. And I'm like, okay, we're making this through this. I'm sitting on my couch. I'm reading my tablet, and I get an alert from Google on my tablet when I'm lying on my couch saying, "Breaking, breaking, breaking, earthquake coming, take cover."
Oh, no.
5 seconds. And so, then the earthquake hits 5 seconds later. I mean, it was a 5.1, a little bit rolling,
yeah.
But that 5 seconds between when I got the alert from Google to when the actual earthquake happened was terrifying. Because I don't know if this is the big one or not.
No.
You know?
No.
And so, wow, Ron, what an experience. I mean, what a heck of a couple weeks you've had.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be back on stable ground. The hurricane has passed. The earthquake didn't cause any real damage. So I don't need to see any of this for, the rest of my life.
Yeah. You've had your fill.
Yeah, I do. The war zone in Lahaina is indelible. I'm going to see that whenever I'm reminded of Lahaina again.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely incredible that these natural disasters, man, we do have a climate awareness.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Let's do our best.
The climate is changing.
Oh, every day. I mean, I came home, it was 100 degrees, not to say that that's uncommon in the summertime here, but look, we need to do the best we can.
Yeah, 130 in Phoenix, 115 in Austin, Texas, all summer long. More hurricanes. They're predicting that the hurricane season on the Atlantic coast is going to be one of the most destructive yet. So it is happening.
Yeah, it is happening. Call it whatever you want. We need to do more about it if we can.
100%. And once again, like Ron mentioned, one thing that these natural disasters do bring out is they can bring out the best in people. People helping each other, people sacrificing. And if you want to help the people of Maui, please visit redcross.org. That's redcross.org. Or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767. Or you can text the word Red Cross to 90999 and make a $10 donation. Also, there's a lot of other great organizations doing great work to help people as well out there. Specifically, I'm thinking about the Hawaii Humane Society. They're helping out with animals and all that. So you can find all sorts of resources on the internet. But if you just want to donate right now, visit redcross.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767. Or text the word Red Cross to 90999. That's 90999 to make a $10 donation. Okay, Ron, we're going to come back and wrap things up here and maybe talk about something a little bit lighter. So stick around, you guys. We're here. We'll see about that. And we'll see about that right after this break.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, everyone, we're going to try to move to the a little bit of a lighter side. We'll see about that in the last couple of minutes of our show today. And wanted to let you know that I'm going to have a very special guest, a friend of mine, a fellow teammate next week, Bobby Dernier, center fielder, catalyst for the 1984 Chicago Cubs, Eastern Division champions. Going to have fun catching up with him, seeing what he's up to today. When I was talking to him the other day, Mike, about coming on to the show, he told me that he was playing golf and that he just recorded his fifth hole in one.
Fifth hole in one. Wow.
Yeah.
You're on the
and
tour.
So my remark back was to him, I said, "Are you that good?" And apparently he is, because I know he plays a lot, but it'd be fun catching up with Bobby Dernier. We're winding down here the baseball season. Shohei Ohtani made the news again, but in a negative way. Torn UCL
ligament in the elbow.
Gonna have to shut it down pitching wise the rest of the way. Just be the DH. What's interesting about that is that he's already had Tommy John surgery. This is his contract year. Does that change anything? Does that make him a one way player? The dynamics of it, I guess, are kind of up for grabs. But certainly we hope that he gets through this without having to go through surgery or whatever it takes. But certainly we do not want to miss this guy's playing abilities anytime too soon.
No, as you know, people who have listened to this show know that we are big Ohtani fans. We think he's great for the game. He's an amazing just talent to watch. And I guess it's nice to have, you know, not only be one of the greatest pitchers, but also one of the greatest hitters, so you can shut it down for the season pitching, but could still continue to DH. So.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, too, because, you know, Mike Trout just came back, you know, after a long stint on the DL, and now they put him back on it again. So, unfortunate again for the Angel fans. Certainly, we hope that it works out best. Personally speaking, I'd like to see Ohtani and Mike Trout stay with the Angels and have a career and a year that Angel fans would love to have. And so I want to thank you all again for joining us. It's been a harrowing experience, one of which we could talk about. Please join us next week. Thanks for joining us, and have a great weekend.